I would now like to call our meeting to order. Pastor Kathy Chester, sorry Kathy, Kathy Chester back there will be giving our invocation and our pledge of allegiance.
I'm sure I can hide in a crowd really easily. But everyone bow their heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for this gathering this evening. Lord, we just pray over this meeting that as decisions are made, that there is wisdom and discernment in the decisions. Lord, this is a special meeting, so we just lift up everyone that is here, both those that serve in the community and live here, those that are retiring and those that are filling in new positions, those that are going to leave government leadership, and those that are coming in on new. Lord, we lift every one of those people up to you tonight. We lift up this city as we go into the holidays. We just pray over just blessings on this city. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Everyone stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And you're welcome to stay with us. Okay, our consent agenda. Does anybody have any comments on the motions?
Vote to accept it. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the adoption of our regular agenda. Are there any changes or additions, deletions? Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to accept as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We have a couple of special people with us tonight. As you can see here, we take our chairs out. We have all these extra people here. I would like to invite the council to join me up front. And Harold and Ed, could you join us over here? Before we start, our chief and assistant chief have an announcement.
We would like to give a plaque to Funky Curry, A.E. Curry, for 70 years of service to Curry Beach Fire Department. The last charter member alive. If I turn 70 years old, he gives 70 years of service. Funky, to you.
Volunteer fireman, which makes that, gosh, if you just stay another year, you'll be 45. So we're going to miss you, but I have a sneaking suspicion you'll still be around every now and then, right?
All right.
Okay, well, I would like to present you With our gratitude, a Curie Beach Bluefish for Harold Hagler in honor of your service to the town. And this is what it'll look like out there on the boardwalk.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Harold will be retiring on the 30th, but we're going to celebrate it tonight with a small party. But before we do, I need to have this young man over here. Okay. And before we get started with you, let me ask our commissioners first that are over there. Would any of you like to say anything to or about our existing chief?
Yeah, I guess I would like to...
It's being recorded.
I would like to say something about our existing chief and about the one percenters in this room. And by the one percenters, I don't mean the people who chase wealth. I mean the people who stand the line, our military, our police, our firemen, who don't do it for a lot of compensation. So you think about that 1% and how valuable they are. And then you think about the leadership of that 1%. And 54 years of leadership of that 1%. And only 15 of it paid. That's about a nickel an hour. So the only thing that I can say is thank God, and the people of Curie Beach should be very pleased and very delighted that we had the honor and the service of our fire chief, Harold Hagler.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
Well, let's just say he deserves it. Everybody here knows what he's put in. Not everybody knows all that he's put in. And nobody ever will know all of it. He's one of the few people that when you put your finger in the water and take it out, the hole doesn't fill in. So he's going to be... it'll slowly fill in.
And a whole lot more that he's done that wasn't paid for. He did that on his own.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Well, we have another announcement to make. In a meeting earlier this evening, we officially promoted Edmund C. Kennedy to our next fire chief beginning December 1st. So and he is so young that he has promised us that he will try to serve even longer than Punky
does. 30 years from now, give me another one.
Okay. We would like to swear you in at this time, if you would. I, Edmund C. Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
I, Edmund C. Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
That I will support, maintain, and defend the Constitution.
Support, maintain, and defend the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
The laws of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therein.
Not inconsistent therein.
And that I will faithfully execute the duties.
And that I will faithfully execute the duties
of my office as fire chief for the town of Curie Beach.
For my office as fire chief for the town of Curie Beach.
Congratulations.
Well, so I'll say it's been
been awesome to work with Ed for 11 years. So I assume most of the public know that Ed has been with us for 11 years. Started out as a volunteer fireman and a lifeguard. And then watching him grow as a fireman, first as a lieutenant, then as a captain, and then as the assistant chief for the last 3 years. It's been a great opportunity to observe the strength that he brings to the department and to watch him grow under my dad's tutelage and some of us other guys' tutelage, right? So I think he's brought some innovative things already as the assistant chief, which I'm looking forward to seeing. And I think that he understands the challenges of a balance with a volunteer and paid department, which I don't know how many of you know dealing with a challenge like that, what it really is, but I think he is well aware of the challenges that is. And I think we get a great chief. We're losing a great chief, but we're getting a great chief. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with the department. So congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Nice job. Thank you.
We have a lot of special guests tonight. Several of our department heads, Arlen Copenhager, John Batson, Sonny Baker, Nancy Avery, certainly appreciate you being here to support your fellow department heads. We have several family members and spouses, but most of all, we have some very important people. Oh, gosh, we've got the fire chief back there.
That's what you get for not being here.
He's undercover.
Yes, our new fire chief. We're back there. But thank you.
Bless you.
Didn't recognize the new uniform. Okay, yes, ma'am, I'm just kidding. But Ed has some people to introduce that we're extremely proud to have with us that we don't always get to see at meetings, but we're certainly glad to tonight. You want to introduce your
guys? I'd like to introduce my wife first. Of course, my brother, he's a sergeant with our police department as well. And of course, our firefighters, Captain Ford, Firefighter Rasnick, Deputy Chief Bostic, our newly promoted Stevens Wally, the captain, and of course, some other volunteers that are amongst the crowd as well.
Well, thank you and welcome. Welcome. We will take a break until Nancy. Nancy's gone. How long would you like for us to break? A half an hour?
Mm-hmm. That would be fine.
Okay, let's be back in here at 10 after 7 for those of you who want to stay.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Please join us for the game. So you ask Diane about her bag.
Well, all the things I'm
Video today, after the 10:25 right there.